Medford Area School District had a regular Board of Education meeting, and here with an update is Medford's Superintendent Pat Sullivan. And so, Pat, share with us what's new.
The first thing on the agenda was we had Findorf there to give us an update on the referendum, and that is obviously coming up on November 3rd, and you know that's pretty close. And what we talked a lot about last night was the communication plan. There's a newsletter. Most of the letter is devoted to information about the referendum. That's probably going to be going out. You'll see it hopefully by the end of September. We're also going to be putting out some information sessions, and of course we'll be offering those both remotely and live, and following all the protocol that you have to when you do something live. Above all, if there's ever any questions people have about that referendum, I would encourage you to get a hold of me at the district office, or you know, just talk to other administrators, board members. We just really want to make sure that we are getting the information out and making sure people are educated on the facts and go to the polls, you know, with that information. You know, a lot of time was spent as well talking about the back to school, which really hasn't changed much since the governor's order. You know, masks are required for everyone 5 and older. And that is all the time while you're in the building. There are opportunities, as everyone knows, you know, the breaks, you know, when you have a snack break. So when you're eating or, you know, taking a juice break, and when you can get outside, and, you know, our teachers are going to do their best to find opportunities for kids to get that chance to take the mask off for a little bit. But it will be on overall and most of the time. And it's just the way it's going to be. We want to go face-to-face. A lot of districts are not opening that way. And we feel this does give us an opportunity to do that, to go face-to-face. So that's what's really important here. And, you know, we're really hopeful that that we can continue to stay open and have students come in and not have to go remotely. Now, even though we're going face-to-face, that's the plan, 5 days a week, people have the choice. If you're not comfortable with that, you can sign up to learn remotely, and, you know, we'll set you up, and that will happen. You know, I was just talking with the Hayward superintendent yesterday, and as of right now, they have 27 teachers out. 9 tested positive. The rest are out because of close contact. And so they're delaying. They canceled their in-service days, and they're looking at delaying the start of school or potentially starting school remotely. And, you know, that's just an example of how quick something like that can happen. It really happened just over a weekend with a lot of public gatherings where a lot of staff members happen to be. So, you know, we're trying our best to avoid that. And by masking up and following these protocol, we think we can, we have a better chance at not having our staff get sick, not having a lot of students get sick to where we'd have to shut down. We also had an update from Mr. Gooden, who's our activities director. He's also the assistant principal at the high school this year. The Great Northern Conference, for the most part, or at least at this point, every single school has decided to stay in the fall sports protocol. Now, some of those sports, there was a delayed start to practice. We have 3 of them starting on the 7th, football, volleyball, and soccer. And we've already started with cross country, tennis, and swim. But more importantly, you know, there is an option there for schools to move their fall sports to the spring, where our conference is not doing that. I do know there were a few board meetings around the conference last night, and there is a potential, and I haven't heard the news yet, that somebody may have decided to do that. So maybe a school or two in the conference chooses to do that, which means we would lose games, and we'll have to figure things out from there. But we're set to have fall sports at this point as well, too. We've decided that attendance, we're not going to limit attendance at any of our events. The indoor events, the volleyball, the swim, you will have to wear a mask when you come to watch that, and we'll have some areas in the bleachers, you know, roped off, so we do have some natural, you know, separation there. But again, you have to wear masks, and you know, we think we can pull that off because we don't get 1,000 people to an event. You know, we get nice crowds, and you know, we think that we can do that. Now, outdoors, you don't have to wear a mask, and we feel that every one of our venues, from football to tennis to cross country to soccer, you know, again, our crowds are good crowds, but they're not capacity, and you can find a place to social distance if you want to, and you can always wear a mask as well, but you do not have to outside. So that's our plan going forward.
We'll have more of our visit with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.